and you're very welcome back to Lifeline. I'm joined on the line by Karameen. Good morning to you, Karen.
Hi, Debbie. How are you?
I'm not too bad. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Great. Now, Karen, the idea for fattening the curve began with Una Healy's own experience of COVID-19 and having to go into isolation. And through her isolation, she wrote down her thoughts and how she was feeling. So tell us a little bit about this and why she did it.
Okay, so Una Healy, just to let you know who she is, she's my sister-in-law. She's a graphic artist. And so normally she is a designer of brochures and labels and, you know, artwork and stuff like that. And she used to do illustrations back in the past, but that was only when she was, you know, kind of when she was a student or when she was starting out, she would draw lots of pictures and then it became kind of more computer graphics. And she got very sick and thought she had COVID. This is now, you know, right at the beginning of the whole isolation. And so she was in bed, really sick, raging temperature, thought she had COVID and started to draw pictures of how bad she was feeling. And then she got a little bit better. And then she thought, well, I feel altogether better. And then she was in isolation for 14 days. And her family were downstairs and she was living upstairs. Mm. And she just had the knock on the door with a tray of food.
Left at the door.
And so then she remembered how much she liked to illustrate. So she did a lovely picture every day of how she was feeling. And some days she was feeling a bit fantastic. And other days she felt really lonely. And particularly on Mother's Day when, you know, she got a tray up into the room with just a box of chocolates. And, you know, and she was up in the room on her own and she just felt miserable. And anyway, when the results came through from Croke Park, it turned out she didn't have COVID after all. She had a flu. But she was in isolation all the while. So meanwhile, she'd be sending us the pictures on WhatsApp and some of them were absolutely hilarious. You know, trying to do her own haircut in the bedroom with the manicure scissors and stuff like that. So it was they were really funny, lots of pictures. And then she was listening to the radio and she just got the news that she was tested negative, but she was still isolating. And it was Brendan Gleeson was on the phone talking to Joe Duffy about the hospice and how much it meant to them, and that, you know, their big fundraiser was all their fundraisers were being cancelled because of the crisis. So she thought, gosh, she says, I really need to do something to help. Her mother, Sarah Healy, and my own mother, Kathleen Tierney, were both in the hospice. In fact, they were there pretty much at the same time. Sarah was there in March, and then Mam got the same ward. Mam was waiting for a place in the hospice in Raheny, and so Mam went in then and she died later in June. This is of 2016. So we owe a great debt of gratitude to all the people who work in the hospice. So anyway, so Una thought, what am I going to do to help? And then she looked at all the pictures that were just gathering around and she thought, I know, I'll put them in a book and see if I can sell them and raise the money for the hospice.
Great
so
idea.
That's exactly what she did. Yeah, so good on her.
Brilliant. And we know the hospice does tremendous work. And as you said, a lot of the organisations, they're not getting the funding that they usually would be with their, you know, their days, their awareness days, and they're shaking their buckets. They're not getting that because of the COVID-19. So that's really a great idea. So what did the hospice think of this when she brought it to them?
They love it.
Yeah.
They love it. Because the pictures are, they're like kind of cartoons, but cartoon isn't giving them even the full... It isn't given the full measure of how gorgeous they are. Like, there's lovely ones, and each day is a different theme. So there's one I'm looking at here. I've copied the book, which actually I'll send to you, that maybe you might be able to put it up in a podcast, Debbie, so people will be able to see some of the pictures.
Okay.
But there's a lovely one, Staying Apart and Missing You, and this is on the day of her dad's anniversary, and she was still in isolation at this stage, so she just had a photograph of her parents. You know, when you can't even visit a graveyard, that's a really hard days when you're in quarantine. And then another little treat was another day she had a stash of bubble bath that she got for Christmas, forgot all about it, and then she found it during lockdown and she had the longest bath ever.
Lovely.
You know those little things? That there's one nice thing in a day.
Yeah.
You know, and there was another day she found nail varnish. You know, so it's all those things of finding small little joys. And then when she was out and about, you know, going out to the park and dragging the dog, and the dog, there's a little bubble of the dog going, you'd much rather be at home because he'd already got 3 walks that day. You know?
I know, the poor dogs walk the legs off them all. Where did she get the title for the book, Fattening the Curve? Did she put a little
fattening
bit of weight on while she was going through isolation?
You know, we were all talking about the corona stone.
I know.
But, you know, especially for the first week or 2 weeks or maybe 3 weeks when we were all going mad with eggs and flour, baking. She was baking all the time. So she was talking about, this is, you know, she was saying this gas, you know, the whole thing about flattening the curve. She says, I'm fattening my curve.
I know.
So anyway, that was it. And there was another little picture she'd done one day when she stood on the scales and scales told her to get off.
It's a great title for the book, isn't it?
It's brilliant, isn't it? It's fascinating,
very
the
good.
Curve.
Brilliant. Yeah. And so, it's all just illustrations of the 14 days she was in isolation.
Well, it goes on beyond that. It goes to day 28. It goes right up to Easter Sunday.
Oh, great. Brilliant.
Yeah, so she did the days in isolation because they're all the things that we all know about trying to do, you know, when you're at home and you're stuck indoors and Zoom calls and, you know, all this kind of stuff. And then it's about when you're out and about and you're in the park and she's planting this lovely one of her, you know, I don't know if you bought them or not, Debbie. I know I certainly did. Lidl had seeds. I bought 27 packs of seeds
and dug
a few holes in the garden. And so she has a lovely one. This day 27 is almost fully self-sufficient, and she has seeds, carrots, broccoli, and donuts. So she's planting donut seeds.
That sounds great.
Like she's very funny. She's a very funny, talented designer. So, and it all comes out, her personality just comes out in the book. It's really good.
Because, I mean, it's hard enough. It must be, I haven't been in isolation, but for 14 days, been stuck in a room on your own for 14 days.
Yeah.
I think I'd go mental. I really think I would go
mental. I know.
Mental.
And the casting is, she didn't even have COVID at the end, but she's going, oh,
after all that? Oh, God.
After all that?
Oh, jeez. Yeah. I know. But what can you do? You just have to do these things.
No,
but
this is it. We're told to isolate. They isolate. You know, you just do what you have to do.
Tell us one or two more things she did throughout the 14 days, apart from her bubble baths and her painting her nails.
There was the other room night, you know, night out, night
yeah.
in. Is when you're Zooming with all your pals, you've got a glass of wine in your hand and a pack of crisps. She has herself drinking a glass of red wine and a pack of Kyo's crisps. Looking as happy as Larry and looking at all her friends on Zoom. And you can see in the screen, a reflection of her in the screen drinking her wine, which is hilarious.
Oh, hilarious.
And then there's another one, actually. This was gaff. I don't know if you read that book, Liz Nugent's new one, Our Little Cruelties.
No.
It's a thriller. Okay, so Liz Nugent is a thriller writer. She's Irish, an Irish fiction writer. But she had written this book, and Una had got some books delivered from Eason. You know, they do Eason Online delivery service. And she'd got a parcel of books, and this was the first one that she tried. And so she literally, the moon is outside in the window in this picture. And the book was too good to put down. So she drew a picture of her watching, reading this book with a glass of wine completely untouched. And it was the middle of the night. She stayed up the night reading this book. And she tweeted that picture to Liz Nugent saying, "I love your book, Liz. You kept me up all night." And then Liz Nugent retweeted it.
Brilliant. Great.
Yeah. And then when Una came back with the idea for the book, she said to Liz, "Do you mind if I put that picture in of me reading your book? Do you mind if I put it into the book? I'm writing a fundraiser for the hospice." And Liz said, "Oh, that's fantastic. Just, do you mind if I do your little blurb for the back cover?" So Liz Nugent is on it. Una Healy catalogues the highs and lows of the pandemic with super skill and great humour. This wonderful collection of cartoons belongs on every shelf. Lest we forget the madness of these times. Luckily, we don't have to wait until it's all over to have a laugh. And a great cause, St. Francis Hospice. So that was Liz Nugent's contribution.
Brilliant.
And then Brendan Gleeson, she sent him a copy of the book, and she said, you know, because he was the inspiration for her to write it in the first place, because you know, Brendan Gleeson is a great speaker, and he was saying, you know, how are all these charities going to cope if nobody is, you know, shaking buckets or buying daffodil days or anything like that? And then he says, "Fattening the Curves is a fun and relatable book that will find echoes in everyone's experience of dealing with the distancing we all have to embrace. Please buy the book. You'll never forget where you were when it was written." I mean, never truer word spoken.
Exactly.
Huh?
This will be down in history. So, Fattening the Curves, where can people get it?
Okay, so they can buy it on Eason Online. So you just go on Eason Online, and it's Fattening the Curve, not flattening. So
fattening.
Think getting on the scales. The scales telling you to get off.
Fattening the
Curve. And it's written by Una Healy. So you can search by Fattening the Curves, or you can search by the author, that's Una Healy. Or you can buy it on the Hospice Online, or you can buy it on Argosy Online. Now, Argosy supply lots of small bookstores, like Wiesel bookstores. And so, you know, there's a few different places you can buy it. Or you can buy it directly at the hospice. They have an online bookshop.
Raheny Hospice.
Raheny Hospice, yeah. So if you Google St. Francis Hospice Raheny and go to their online shop, you'll be able to buy the book. In fact, you can buy kind of anything there. They do lovely thank you cards.
Oh, lovely.
And they've lovely notepaper. And they have a gorgeous little shop there that I discovered. And so it's €10. And every single penny is gone directly to the hospice. It's printed by Baldoyle Print. A shout out to John in Baldoyle Print, John McMahon, who has donated as well. And Fintan Fagan, who's the CEO of St. Francis Hospice, has written a lovely foreword as well. So his words are, from an idea that was inspired by an illness in the midst of this extraordinary community, flattening the curves will serve as a reminder and a memento of COVID-19 in the better times to come. So it's really, you know, kind of, they were the funny, mad things that we did during those couple of crazy weeks. And then we all started to, you know, do crazy things.
It's great you did all this and got it published and everything. Do you know what I mean? At this time, a fair play to her. So that's on sale now from today, if anyone wants to get a copy.
If anyone wants to get a copy. So what we're all doing is, everyone who has any contact anywhere is trying to promote the book, because obviously, you know, during times of COVID, you can't sell in the normal way, and you can't have a book launch, and you can't do all the things that we used to do. So everyone in the family is doing a little something, you know, trying to. So if anyone is listening, has a chemist or a shop or anyone who, you know, would like to buy the book, you can contact me if you like, through Near FM, or you can contact the hospice, or to try and get some way to sell the books. The books are all out there, and obviously, the more we sell, the more we raise for the hospice.
And as you said, 100% goes to the hospice, which is
100%,
brilliant.
Absolutely. Everything has been completely.
And it's a great memento to have. Like, we're never going to forget this 2020, so it'll be great to have to pass down to your grandchildren and whatever.
It's one of those mad pages, Debbie.
It's like,
I'm looking at another page. Here is day 18, social distancing, wash, wash and wash. And it's a picture of, and we're all familiar with hands that are raw from washing. And just moisturiser, wash your hands, moisturiser, you know.
Yeah.
And in times to come, did we really live through that?
I know.
Was just such a crazy time.
Great. Well, listen, Karen, thanks a million for talking to us this morning. And that's Fattening the Curve. And as you said, it can be got from St. Francis Hospice in Raheny or Easons online. And just type in Una Healy or Fattening, not Flatten, but Fattening the Curve, and it'll come up. And as you said, 100% goes to the hospice. Thanks a million, Karen, and good luck with that.
Thanks, Debbie. Thanks so much.
You too.
Cheers.
Bye. And a big thank you there to Karen. And as I said, it's Fattening the Curve, and it's Una Healy who is the illustrator on that. And it's all for a really, really good cause. You know, St. Francis up there in Raheny, they do great work. And as Karen said, 100% of the money goes to the hospice.